Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio. I just realized something, John. I'm Mike Salmon. John Ray is the co-host. Our door's open. Oh, we didn't close the door. Dan, if you don't mind, would you be able to reach over there and close the door? See, we're putting our guests to work already.
That's right.
They think they're going to come here and just have a nice interview. No, in fact, we're still in our temporary studio here at North Point Executive Suites. After the show, we're going to be moving all the equipment into the new studio. We haven't told the guests yet that we need their help in carrying some stuff to the next studio.
That's right. That's how we get them to come. We don't tell them everything they've got to do, right, Mike?
That's right. That's right. And now they're walking out the door. I think Dan just walked out the door. Right. No, he's back. Yeah. Joining us on the show today from Visiting Angels is Lisa Machado. Brad Cerf is here from Providence Bank and Dan Simmons from Virtual Management Technologies. We appreciate all of you joining us this morning here on North Fulton Business Radio. Quick reminder before we start the interview that you can follow us on Twitter at North Fulton BRX. And of course, you can go to North Fulton Business Radio X.com to listen to any of our shows anytime. All right, Lisa Machado, Visiting Angels. You are the owner of Visiting Angels. Welcome to the program, Lisa. Tell us all about your organization.
Well, thank you first for having me. And Visiting Angels is a non-medical home care agency. We're essentially assisted living in the home. We have caregivers that are certified nursing assistants. They're all employees, and we provide help with activities of daily living. So our caregivers, or angels as we call them, help with bathing, dressing, meal preparation, med reminders, mobility assistance, errands. It's kind of a little bit of everything. We have customized care plans for everybody.
Now, did you start this organization?
My husband and I own the Visiting Angels here in Alpharetta. We are part of a franchise system. So the one that we have here locally is owned by my husband and I, but we are part of a national franchise system. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. We have the ability to operate as a very small company, but we're part of a larger network as well that we can leverage off of.
Why did you both decide to get into this business?
Oh, it was a little bit of everything. We're both ex-corporate people, and so there was a lot of changes going on in the environment back in 2002 and 2003, and we both wanted to pick something that we could be more involved in the community and give back, something extremely different than what we used to do.
Now, Lisa, you just celebrated your 10th anniversary, is that right?
Yes, okay. We are in year 11. Yes, sir.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a great milestone. So, we've got home health care, right? We've got home care and hospice. So sort that out for us and where you fit into that range of care.
That's one of the most common questions that we get almost daily. Home health is the organization that is usually assigned by a doctor or part of a hospital discharge. It's kind of written up as a doctor's order, and that's the team, the medical team that comes out to the home, and they do visits a couple times a week for various needs. We are not that. That's the group that's normally covered under Medicare, and they are a medical organization. And hospice is also a medical organization. They tend to come out for chronic illnesses, not necessarily of end of life all the time, so that's kind of a misconcept from people. Home health or home care, which is what Visiting Angels is a non-medical organization. We're the people that stay. We come in for pre-scheduled times that are anywhere from up to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. And we come and help with the non-medical piece, which is the mobility and the bathing and the dressing. Most of our care recipients are chronically ill.
Do your caregivers, you know, you talked about they come in for as long or short a period as you want to help with the bathing and the feeding or whatever the case may be, non-medical, as you say. Can they run chores and errands for your patients?
Yes, we tend to stay with the care recipient because we really are there to care for the person. But there are some care recipients that if they're cognitively sound and they're not medically compromised too much, we can leave and maybe do a short grocery run and come back, but we tend to stay with the care recipient and provide that personal care.
We're talking with Lisa Machado with Visiting Angels here on North Fulton Business Radio on Business Radio X. And I may need your services sometime soon, Lisa. My mom is getting up there. When I get to that point, A, how do you know when you're at that point where we probably need your services? And then when we feel like, okay, we do need some help, what are some of the questions that we should ask?
Usually families are calling when they're becoming to be stressed too thin. They're tired. They're trying to balance maybe their immediate family with helping an aging parent or a loved one or a neighbor. They're starting to feel that pressure. They might just need some temporary relief, or they might just want to go on a family vacation and they need somebody to come in for the week if they are the primary caregiver for a loved one. So it can be any of those situations, but usually it's at a stress point where it's just becoming a little too much.
I don't mean to monopolize all the questions, John, here, but this is kind of hitting close to home, so I've got a few more questions. What areas do you serve? I know you're based here in Alpharetta, but what areas do you serve?
We primarily service the Alpharetta, North Fulton area, as well as Woodstock and Canton.
Okay, and does insurance help out? Do you accept insurance? Is this covered at all?
The primary funding source for the types of services that we offer is long-term care insurance. And so any policy that refers to long-term care is specifically to set up to do what we do. Veterans also funds a certain amount of money per month for what we do if they're a spouse of a veteran or a veteran. Medicare, unfortunately, does not cover what we do, but long-term care insurance is the primary funding source, as well as private pay.
So how does one start? And how do you qualify the folks that you serve? And how do you go through and start the process if somebody's interested?
Usually it starts with a phone call. Of course, now that everything is online, people are searching and reading a lot on the website because they can get a lot of their preliminary questions answered on the website. But it usually starts with a phone call where somebody's saying, I think I need help, but I'm not exactly sure what you guys do. And then we tell them, well, why don't you tell us what's going on? Because every situation is unique. And then we tell them how we go about helping in their situation. And we might even make a recommendation for certain schedules that they might think they might get the best value out of. We always start with a home visit. So that can happen pretty quickly, or it can be scheduled, you know, a couple weeks out. But it always starts with a home visit and sitting down, very, very personal. These are people that are coming into your home for long periods of time. So we want to make sure that everybody's comfortable, the care recipient, the extended family, even, you know, Fluffy the cat.
Okay, so you've been doing this now for going on 11 years. So and it's a highly personal business. You're bringing in, as you call them, angels. So you must have some success at picking the right people there. Tell us about that. Tell us about your angels and how you pick the right people and what they do.
Oh, these people are just wonderful. I'm convinced that if we did DNA testing, there would probably be something very special in their DNA. They are just very, very caring and compassionate people that tend to feel called to do the type of work that they do. They are all certified nursing assistants, which is not necessarily a regulation per se, but that's a requirement that we've made of our agency. They are employees of ours. They don't have to be employees with home care. They could be contractors, but for our agency, they're employees. And they go through an extensive interview process to make sure that this is the type of work that they want to do and enjoy doing. We provide service in a lot of very difficult situations, and so it's very, very important that we have the right people. And then the fact that we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have to have a wide group to choose from as well because of the hours of day that we cover.
10, 11 years now doing this. I'm sure there are a lot of challenges. You kind of touched upon that there are some difficulties once in a while. I would think one of it would be personalities, that the caregiver and the person that's getting the care, that their personalities mesh. Talk about some of the other challenges that you face in your day-to-day running of visiting angels.
Oh, there's a few, and thank goodness we're on the radio because I do have gray hair, but but I guess one of the big challenges that we deal with is some of the people that need care are fiercely independent, and they're not necessarily receptive to having a stranger in their home, because that's essentially what we are. We are strangers at the beginning, but we do whatever we can to make that process smooth. The in-home visit helps with that. We try to introduce them to the caregiver ahead of time if there's time to do that. So that would be one of the challenges. And another challenge would be very fast response time. Sometimes people need us very, very quickly. And we would never recommend fast food home care, but if they do need us very, very quickly, we try to respond very quickly, but there's a setup process that absolutely needs to happen to make sure that it goes well.
This is a very important decision for someone to make. A parent or a loved one needs care. Of course, you want the right company helping you out. What is it about Visiting Angels that maybe separates you from some other companies that do the similar type services?
I think the personal way that we go and set up the care. Again, the in-home visit is not a very, it's not a quick visit. We're not dispatching caregivers from a phone call. We're not hiring over the phone. Everything is highly, highly personalized and customized. And we don't just go in and ask what type of tasks need to be done. We outright ask them, how do you like your eggs in the morning? You know, do you put coffee in your cream? And so if we're bringing them a cup of coffee, we're bringing it the way that they want it. So that sounds very trivial, but it's very, very important to somebody that's chronically ill and stuck in bed and can't get their own coffee. So I would say the personal piece of it is very, very time consuming, and we spend the time to do that.
I'm thinking I'd like to have my own visiting angel come, you know, take care of me. I like all that.
Now, we can make that happen.
And you kind of touched upon this, but as far as like cleaning the house and things, they do the chores around the house as well.
Yes, we're not hardcore housekeepers, but we do the tidying up and the light housekeeping that should go on in my home every day. It doesn't necessarily happen, but the tidying up and the wiping down and the putting away of dishes, that type of thing. Laundry.
So, you know, Trey's not here today. He's normally here. He may be ordering a visiting angel for both of us, right? That may be where he is today, right? But
get us
out of here. But, well, one other thing. So congratulations, I think, are also in order for you because you're the won the Small Business Person of the Year award last year from the Greater North Fulton Chamber. So you're obviously doing something right. I know there's quite a process that occurs in selecting the winner. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a real honor to be recognized by peers. Thank you.
Wow. I did not realize I was among royalty. That's very impressive. Yeah,
absolutely.
Lisa Machado with Visiting Angels here on North Fulton Business Radio. For those that would like to find out more about your services, please give us the website and any other contact information you'd like to share.
Okay. Our office number is 678-277-9930, 678-277-9930. And our website is visitingangels.com. And that will take you to the localized site. But if you put a /Alpharetta on it, you'll find us. And you'll get to see pictures of our staff and our newsletters and questions and answers and all that good stuff.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And keep up the great work and continued success.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Lisa Machado with Visiting Angels here on North Fulton Business Radio X. Before we go on to our next guest, a quick reminder that North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. With flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on changes or charges. Meeting and conference room space also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta and in Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success. Speaking of success, Brad Cerf, the president and CEO, founding director of Providence Bank, is here in the studio as well. Brad, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us. Providence Bank, there's a lot of banks around. Tell us all about Providence Bank and what makes you guys unique.
Well, Providence Bank is a locally owned community bank. We're based here in Alpharetta. We started 10 years ago last month, and so we just celebrated a 10-year anniversary also. We've really enjoyed the opportunity to serve the community, and we look forward to another 10 years of that.
How about yourself? How long have you been in the banking business?
Next month, I'll start my 28th year in the banking business, and most of our staff has celebrated at least 30 years in the industry also.
You're classified as a community bank. Talk about what that entails and what that means.
Well, you know, community bank is a lot to what that sounds like. We typically serve the community. There are about 6,000 banks nationally. Most of those would qualify as community banks because we have some very, very large banks, the too big to fail banks. And then we have the smaller banks that serve smaller markets. And for us, we would fall into that category.
You think of the bigger financial institutions, and then they have a smorgasbord of services and so forth. What services can we find at a community bank such as Provident?
Well, you know, our bank offers all the services you would find at a traditional institution. The difference is the people. So for us, you know, you can go get a checking account at any one of a number of banks that are out there. What we find is that you get us as part of that business. And if you look at your relationships that you have, you may have a doctor, you may have an attorney, you may have a pastor, you have folks that you want to develop relationships with. That should be the same in the banking world. So you should have a relationship with your banker, because when you go to buy that home or you send a kid to college or you have a question related to how I finance something, it would be very beneficial to have someone that understands you and your needs and can help coach you through that process.
Well, I'm thinking I'm giving you my money, so I better have a relationship with you more maybe than anybody else.
Well, that's always the hope, is that we take the money that you deposit with us and we reinvest that into the community that we serve. So for us, the Alpharetta Milton area, we selected this area specifically to open a bank. We've invested our time and money in the area, and we take the individual deposits that we collect here and we reinvest them in the community. So we really reflect the community that we serve. And that's what a community bank's really all about.
So Brad, the larger mega banks have branches on every corner, it seems like, right? So how do you compete against institutions like that?
Well, the neat part of technology today is that we're able to provide all the banking services that you would find just about anywhere, but we do that with a personal feel. So we have remote deposit capture for our business customers. If they want to make deposits from their office, they can do that electronically, no longer have to come into the bank. The difference is when you come into our institution, we're going to know who you are. You're typically not going to wait in line to get service. We do a lot of work via the phone and through the website, but we're also able to provide you the opportunities to see all of your account information on your phone, to make deposits via your phone. So technology is sort of even the playing field. And then for us, while we have one location and one ATM machine, we allow you to use anyone's ATM machine and we cover the cost of doing that. So for us, we really do have a national fit, but we're able to do that in a small market with a defined group of employees that take care of our customers.
One of the things that I love about community banks is the personalized service. You walk in, they know your name. I used to be with one of those larger institutions, and over the years, they kept getting bought out and their name would change over time. I know community banks, I mean, sometimes you get bought out as well. What happens if you get bought by a bank maybe headquartered in another state? How will that affect me?
Well, I mean, I think what happens is those relationships start to break down as the bank gets larger. And so as banks are acquired, and that's part of the strategy that a lot of banks have taken into account, you're going to find that it's going to be more difficult to have that relationship. And, you know, that's really where the value in what we do is. I mean, you can go online and apply for a lot of products, a lot of services, and we get a lot of customers that have banked at institutions for 20 years. All of a sudden, they need that institution to think outside the box or to do something that might be a little bit unique, and that institution's not there for them anymore. So that's where most of our business comes from, is surprisingly or not, they call and say, I've been with X bank for 20 years. I've never had any problems. They've taken my deposits and I've cashed my checks and handled my services, but I needed them to do this for me. And they said, that doesn't fit our model. And so they're now talking to us about what we can do to help them.
Now, Brad, changing banks is no fun. It's difficult. And maybe that's why the big banks are still big, right? People have a perception that it's hard to change. So talk a little bit about that and what it's like to change from one bank to another, particularly if people like what they hear about Provident.
You know, it's like anything else. If it's not necessarily a fun process of changing direct deposits and setting up bill pay. But what we do at Provident Bank is we make it easy. We're going to set the account up for you. We're going to go through that process of helping you move the direct deposits and reset up the other stuff. It's for us, it's what we do. We do make it as easy as possible. And then I think what happens is the benefit outweighs the pain up front. You get the opportunity to really understand what it's like to have somebody that when you call them knows who you are and can help you with your services. And in this day and time, and we're going to hear a little bit more about this cloud thing, but the reality is your information is out there, and it really helps from a financial standpoint to know that there's somebody there that's watching your accounts and watching what's going on. That doesn't happen in the larger institutions.
Dan Simmons with Virtual Management Technologies is our next guest. Mm-hmm. And Brad did what we call in the business a tease.
He did.
That's what we're going to be talking about with Dan is
cloud. He's a pro, right?
Cloud technology. Yeah, he's not just a banker. He's a radio guy right now. Folks that have been with their bank a long time, when would maybe be a good time for them to consider maybe looking at Providence Bank and considering moving to a community bank?
Well, I mean, I think that anyone that wants to see their community be successful would be interested in a community bank. And some of the things that we do as a bank is we're typically a reflection of the community that we serve. So we want to see the Alpharetta, Melton, really North Atlanta area continue to grow. We try to match our clients with other clients to create benefits for their businesses. So it's really kind of like a small family. And so we really want to see our markets succeed, and that makes us successful. And so the way we met through church, John started his own business line. So we've tried to help John through that. He introduced us, Mike, at a restaurant we just finished financing. And so that it is a small world if you look at the connection points. And that's what Community Bank does. We're trying to connect our customers and see their business grow. They're trying to connect us to see our business grow. And ultimately where that flows out is we have an opportunity then to support the different organizations within the community that support us. And so we're involved with the Alpharetta Chamber, the North Fulton Chamber. We're involved with the Alpharetta Business Association, the Milton Business Alliance, the Rotary Club. So our folks are ingrained in the community. We live here. We go to school. We have kids that are in school here. You know, so we are a reflection of our community. And so it's important to us to be successful. But more importantly, we want our clients to be successful.
I love that answer. That's really good stuff right there, Brad. Brad Cerf, again, president and CEO of Providence Bank, joining us here on the program. And to what that message is that you just talked about, you're doing something this week. We are going live. We are doing our live broadcast today, May 24th, 2016. So for those folks that are listening to our live broadcast or listening to this show before May 27th, there's an event coming up on May 27th. If you're listening to the podcast after May 27th, well, they'll be doing it again every year. But tell us what's going on this Friday, May 27th, 2016, at your bank. This is really good stuff here, Brad.
Well, you know, what's exciting for us is that we've been in business for 10 years, and typically one of the things we like to do is give back to the community. So for those that have been around our bank for a while, they know that we like to cook barbecue. We like to have festive times. And so this Friday from 11 to 2, we'll have a community barbecue. We've invited the Milton First Responders and the Alpharetta Public Safety Foundation to participate, which means we'll have some heroes there. We hope to have police and firemen. We typically try to feed them every time that we have a program at the bank. This one's a little unique because it's our 10-year anniversary, so we'll have some prizes and some games, but we'll certainly have free food and fellowship and fun. And so we hope that the community will take a chance to just stop by and see what a community bank's all about. Visit Providence Bank on Friday, and we'll provide some free food.
Now, Mike, it's one thing to have a bank that appeals to your wallet, but also to appeal to your stomach as well with barbecue. I mean, I don't know what else you can offer, Brad, other than that. So that's pretty great. Really good stuff. And it's great to benefit the community the way you're doing.
We're going to collect donations during the barbecue that will allow us, we'll match those funds and donate those dollars over to our first responders in the community, because those are the folks that look after us every day. So we want to make sure we take care of them.
And again, that's Friday, May 27th. For those of you listening to the live broadcast from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There at Providence Bank. Before we let you go, Brad, again, give us your location and any other contact information website that you want to share with our listeners.
Well, Providence Bank is located at 4955 Windward Parkway. That is basically at the corner of Highway 9 and Windward. We sit in front of the Lowe's location there. Our number for the bank phone number is 678 624-2265, 678-624-BANK, B-A-N-K. And you can reach us on the web at www.providencebankga.com.
So and I would think if anybody has any questions or wants to know more information, just come on by the bank and maybe talk to one of the employees there.
Oh, we would love to have you. Come by and see us.
To that note, as far as a community bank, one day I was in Alpharetta a few weeks ago, and I just called Brad and said, Brad, I'm in the area. Can I come by and see you? He made me feel like he had, well, I'm sure he had a lot of things to do, but we talked for maybe half an hour or so. So I just was able to walk and feel, you feel real comfortable.
It's nice to call a bank and they answer the phone, right? With a live person.
And they actually know who you are when you walk through the door. Yeah, so,
absolutely.
Brad, thanks again and keep up the great work and congratulations on 10 years. And here's to another 10, 20, 30 years down the line as well.
Thank you all.
All right, Brad Cerf with Providence Bank. Real quick before we go on today, I want to let you know that Roswell Infiniti is one of the original Infiniti dealerships in the entire country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment where purchasing or servicing your vehicle is a lot of fun. For more information, visit them at roswellinfiniti.com or follow Roswell Infiniti on Facebook or on Twitter. And again, we are broadcasting live from the Roswell Infiniti Studios here at North Point Executive Suites in Alpharetta. Joining us now, our third guest and final guest is Dan Simmons with Virtual Management Technologies. All right, Dan, this is IT stuff. So if my eyes start to glaze over, please forgive me, but tell us all about Virtual Management Technologies. I mean, this, I'm always fascinated by it, but I don't understand a lot of it. So hopefully you can make it simple for me because I just had that Georgia graduation, you know, degree.
Right.
But tell us all about your company, what you do.
Okay, we'll do. Virtual Management Technologies was established in 2003. We are a full-service IT service company, but our main focus is on data protection. What we do is we provide automatic data backups for our customers. We do patch management for security. We make sure all virus and malware protocols are up to date. And we do this on a 24/7 basis. We monitor our customers' infrastructure 24/7, 365, and correct problems in real time as we see them. And many times we correct things and our customers never knew they had a problem. It's just automatically corrected and done. We also maintain a data center.
Wait a minute. How do they know when you're doing your job then? If you're doing such a good job, they're like, well, you never do anything for us.
Well, we're going to talk about that. We do some reporting that we provide to our customers showing them, you know, how they did, what any vulnerabilities that they may have, things like that. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. But we also have a data center here in Alpharetta. And what we do there is we do hosting of customers' infrastructure. We do co-location, which means a customer can bring his own hardware in and use our data center. And we do private cloud services. Okay, and we'll talk a little bit more about that as well. And we also have a 24/7, 365 help desk for customers' desktop problems. So if they're working at night, whatever, they can call and get their problems solved, 365.
Okay, Dan, so you're off in this netherworld called the cloud, right? I mean, you really run cloud computing for right. businesses. So talk a little bit about that, because there's a lot of people have misinformation about what a cloud really is and what that's all about, and specifically a private cloud.
Yeah, basically what it is, it's a closed environment. It's unique to a specific organization, and it has restricted access to only authorized personnel, okay? It meets the needs of the organization, them specifically, and it may be as small as one server or many servers.
So part of what you do for people is you secure that. So you don't have data floating around out there that's just easy for people to grab, the bad guys to grab. You're securing data for folks in a pretty unique way.
And only that organization can access that data.
I don't know if people realize, you know, people go, well, I've never been breached. I don't have to worry about data backup or anything like that. I hear everyone's been breached. I mean, every moment there are those hackers out there trying to get your information. So I can only imagine how crucial and important your job is. Talk more about the backup. How often do you back up a company's information?
That's up to the company. Each customer is a little bit different. So we may be doing a backup for them every night, and subsequent ones weekly and monthly as well. And that's some of what our network operations center does, is make sure those backups are happening, everything is working properly, and we have the data.
Okay. We're talking with Dan Simmons with Virtual Management Technologies here on North Fulton Business Radio. Who's your typical customer? What are the types of businesses that you work with?
We have a very diverse customer base. We have manufacturers. We have device service companies. We have CPAs, attorneys, just kind of real broad. Anybody that has IT infrastructure and is concerned about that is a potential customer for us.
So, Dan, talk a little bit more about your data center. That must be a pretty complex operation to run, something that's always on and something that's secure.
Right. We are in a very large building with raised floor technology, and we have a totally redundant data center, meaning that we have redundant power coming in so that if one situation goes down, another one takes over. We have redundant air handling systems, which are very important for data centers to, you know, maintain a certain level of heat or lack of heat. We have redundant backup for power, and we have redundant diesel generator backup as well. And we also have redundant internet connectivity. So if one service provider would happen to go down, it automatically fails over to another.
That's a lot of redundance, by the way. So that sounds impressive. It sounds good. What would you say to a company that's maybe on the fence, like, I don't need the backup, you know, I don't have that much crucial information that people are going to even be interested in wanting to try to steal? What do you say to them? Because I think no matter what you have, it needs to be backed up.
Right. Absolutely. And I think you said it very clearly that just about everyone has been hacked, right? They may not know it
right,
yet.
Right,
right. Right, but that's there. And if they have vulnerabilities, they will be hacked, because there are programs out there where these hackers actually, it's like a Google situation, if you will, and they go out and search for those vulnerabilities.
How does the conversation start? If I have a company and I'm considering hiring a company like yours because I want to protect my data, what are the types of questions I should be asking when I interview companies such as Virtual Management Technologies?
Well, we would ask, how often you back up? How do you do your backups? Do you do any offsite backups? Is it all in one place? All those kinds of situations.
How did you get in the business? Tell me about your background, Dan.
It's not IT.
We didn't, you know, 40, 50 years ago, you know, when we're little kids or whatever, and you're thinking, you know, what do you want to do in life? I don't think being, you know, cloud technology or IT was on the radar, because it didn't exist back then.
That is true. I had the opportunity to buy this company in 2013. I had previously worked for a Fortune 250 company, had traveled all over the country with that company, had the opportunity to come to Atlanta, and my wife and I love it in Atlanta. We were going to have to move again, and we started looking for other opportunities.
And talk about working in the Alpharetta community and the businesses you work with. I mean, this seems like it's a short amount of time that we've been here with Business Radio X. This is a great community to do business in.
It is. But actually, we do business all over the country.
That's right, with technology these days. Right. So anybody listening anywhere in the U.S., they could be a potential customer for you.
Absolutely.
So for those customers, you talked a little bit about reporting. What kind of reporting do you provide them? They sign up with you. What kind of reporting do you provide in terms of the services that you've done for them, since they really, they really don't even know what's happened, right?
Our reports are graphs, basically showing uptime, you know, if they had any downtime or anything like that, which have that. We do that. And then we also have a vulnerability scorecard that we can give them that actually has a grade that says, you know, you can look at your infrastructure and you're 93% or 98% secure.
So it sounds like there's a lot of some consulting involved as well. Here's what you really need to do to make sure everything's more secure.
Absolutely. And we can do that with network assessments. So we can actually go into a potential customer, do an assessment, and give them a grade as to where they stand and make recommendations as to how they should move forward.
All right. Well, obviously, what you do is very important, highly important. Virtual Management Technologies, Dan, give us the contact information you'd like to share, website, and so forth.
Website is vmtech.net, and our phone number is 770-751-1110.
All right. Dan Simmons with Virtual Management Technologies, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right. Three more business leaders here in the studio. Dan Simmons from Virtual Management Technologies, Brad Cerf from Providence Bank, Lisa Machado from Visiting Angels, and John, do a quick shout out for your company as well.
Well, thanks,
so Mike. We actually have four business leaders in here.
Well, I think...
loosely based, right?
Quite, in order of importance, right? So I'm with Ray Business Advisors, and we do... we help business owners not only put their numbers together, but understand them so they can make more money. And I run an online profit and growth roundtable, which I work with business owners to help them better run their business and make more money and make better decisions. So.
All right. We made it through another show. What'd you think?
We did. I think we did well. I hope.
Well, we'll let the listeners be our judges.
We'll let them give us feedback, right?
Quick reminder that our show is live every Tuesday at 11:30. But, of course, you can listen to this show and any of our North Fulton Business Radio shows anytime, 24/7. We're on the cloud as well, all the time, at NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. John, thank you very much. I'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Again, for our live listeners, be sure to go by Providence Bank this Friday for their fundraiser and the cookout and everything. Again, that's Friday, May 27th, 2016, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Providence Bank there on Wynwood Parkway in Alpharetta. For John and our great guest today, I'm Mike Salmon, and we will see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.